This is Gabriel McBird with the Boo. We're sort of lost on the tram in Berlin a bit. We got lost, and so we meet Tom for his birthday, and I hope you're having a good one. And we were just going to just try and get a train back, but as we got off the train, we thought we'd have a look. And here is a place called Muk Kebab. And I couldn't resist going into Muk Kebab. I've had a meal, really. I don't need any more. And I'll report on what it's like. It's got that kind of perfect fried chicken sort of smell about it, though. So we will see. Kebab's been placed in front of me. Sort of like a pita, but the bread's sort of bigger. It's quite a dirty whack. Have a bit of bread. Have a little bit of that. Try a bit of that meat. I would say it's... It's hard to tell. It's like, I wouldn't be able to guess what kind of meat that was. It's kind of shavings of something. Yeah. That's There you go, really. Kebab. There's quite a bit of salad. No chilli or anything. There is a bit of mayonnaise. Anyway. You also have something like Green Fanta, which is basically Fanta Twist in a can. This is sometime later, but the other thing to report about this kebab shop is that one... Lynn had a chicken schnitzel, which she said was very nice, quite tasty, decent sauce, and it came with fries, which were just your average kind of fries. And on the way out, we noticed that they sold alcohol there, as indeed most places seem to do. Found Jim Beam and Coke in a can, and the Jim Beam was... quite strong. There was certainly plenty of it in there. It was €4, although a can of Coke in there was about €1.20, so it was a little bit expensive. But they did some fairly basic kind of beers like Berliner and that sort of thing in a can. But good to know that the kebab shops do sell alcohol if you want it. I'm sure there must be better examples of kebab, though. I mean, that meat was wafer thin and fairly tasteless, though not too greasy. I'm probably going to give the kebab about a 5 out of 10. Seems that Lynn's schnitzel was probably worth something like a 7, so although it was more expensive, it was probably a good choice. It's unlikely that we're going to come across any more kebab places here, but if we do, I will certainly try one. As I've not used all the 10 minutes, I'm also going to make a few more comments here generally about Berlin food. We've eaten out every night, and we've been to a couple of places that do sausages. Yesterday I had a bacon sausage, you know, it's kind of a sausage made with bacon, it's a bit like salami. That was really nice. And I've had a bratwurst, and from two different places. One was €2.50 in Alexanderplatz, and the other one was a sausage fairly near the Museum of the German Democratic Republic, which was about the life under communism, really, in Germany. And that was €1.50. Not quite as good as the €2.50, thinner and slightly less meaty, but still of decent quality and far better than you'd find from any hot dog vendor. We ate in various pubs and also a Bavarian restaurant. And the Bavarian restaurant we went to was very, very average. I'd say less than average. Quite low quality. That was on the Friday night, the same night as the kebab night. It was a bit of an unsatisfying evening for me, food-wise. But the general view overall is that the food is reasonably priced, far better than the UK. And it seems that the plan isn't to go out and deliberately rip people off like we tend to do with food in the UK. It's in the UK, too much of it's about how can we provide something that looks good on the surface but is really a bit of a deception. Here, there is more of a thing about decent food. I mean, last night we missed the last train, so we ended up getting a taxi, but we went to a pizza place just on the station at Alexanderplatz. A slice of salami pizza loaded up with decent quality salami. All right, it was nothing exciting, but it was a thin slice of pizza, sort of a square pizza. But again, not greasy, plenty of meat. And for €2, this was also €2.50. And I can't complain. It's a good-sized piece of pizza. I'd expect to pay about £3 at least for it at home. And I don't think I'd get the same quality. So, yeah, overall, I'd say that Berlin is definitely a worthwhile place to go. I've had a coachman's steak in one of the pubs, which was pork steak with onions and peppers and a bit of salad. That was also very good. And I think that's all the days of eating accounted for. Well, last night I had something that was a bit like a pizza, again, earlier on in the pub before I knew. It's a German kind of modification of a pizza. It's very thin. It had fried sausages with curry sauce, well, ketchup with curry powder in it, really, and mozzarella, and that was called a Berliner. There has been a bit of a theme around sausages, because obviously Berlin is famous, or Germany in general is quite famous for them. But now, overall, I'm going to give my food experience here 8.5 out of 10. With only that one really poor night. But yeah, I'd say if you're a food head, definitely come here and enjoy.